Der Perchet Mishabed Nemane Ma'alekeva Shikha Ba'apeya Bishaita. The halacha is that somebody that was given or bought produce from an Am Aret, somebody who is ignorant, but Hilchot Truma the Meister, this produce is called Daman, and a person must take Meister from it, as we are in doubt whether the owner had taken off Meister before he sold it. Now, somebody who bought it was given produce from an Am Aret, and the Am Aret claims that the produce that he is selling or giving away is produce that was from Leket, Shikha, or Peah. And such produce is Pater from Meister, as matnos aniyim, the gifts that are given to aniyim, are pater from miser. The Am Aret is believed that this produce came from Leket, Shikha, and Pan, is therefore pater from miser only b'shaitan, only during the time of the harvest. And since during the time of the harvest, that's when the aniyim go into the field to collect the Leket, Shikha, and Peah, the Am Aret would be believed to say that the produce that he is selling is from Leket, Shikha, and Peah, and you do not have to worry about taking off miser from it, since matnas aniyim are pater from miser. While miser ani b'chol shnasa, and Am Aret is believed that the produce that he is selling is from miser ani the entire third year and sixth year of Shemitah. And that is when miser ani is given the third year and sixth year of Shemitah. And the miser ani is not necessarily given only in the times of the harvest. Possible that the miser ani was given any time during the third year and sixth year of Shemitah. So therefore, the entire third year and sixth year of Shemitah, if you buy produce on Am Aret, and he says it's from Miser Ani, he would be believing, you don't have to take off Miser from it. Uben Levi, Nema, Lo'ilam. A Levi that sells you produce, and claims the produce he is selling you is Miser Rishon. Even if the Levi is an Am Aret, you don't have to worry about taking off Miser from it. His belief to say that it's Miser Rishon, always, no matter what year of Shemitah it is, if Miser Rishon is given to the Levi, every year of Shemitah. So therefore, it's always believed to say it's Miser Rishon. We don't have to be concerned that maybe the Levi didn't take off the Trumas Meister for the Meister Rishon. And that is the halacha. When the Levi receives the Meister Rishon, he must take off 10%, which is Trumas Meister, and give it to the Kohen. As it's not best, then he would sell your produce without having taken off the Trumas Meister from it. And just like a regular Am Aret, it's not suspect to sell your produce without having taken off the Truma Gedola to be given to the Kohen. As even Am Aret knows to take off the Truma Gedola, so too a Levi who's an Am Aret knows that he has to take off the Trumas Meister. So we're not concerned about the Trumas Meiser, and since the Levi claims that the produce that he is selling you is Meiser Rishon, you don't have to worry about taking off Meiser yourself. Now Amar, the sells you or gives you produce and claims that it was given to him as Meiser Ani, he would only be believed if the state of the food that he's giving you or selling you is in a state that is normally given as Meiser Ani. This will be elaborated on further in the following mission. We said in the previous Mishnah that somebody who buys produce from an Am Aret, normally he would have to take off Meiser from it. We don't know if the Am Aret took off Meiser from the produce he is selling you. But if the Am Aret said that the produce he is selling you comes from Meiser Ani, he is believed to say that it's Meiser Ani, you don't have to worry about taking off Meiser from it. But the Mishnah says that the Am Aret is only believed to say he received it as Meiser Ani if the state that the food is in, that he is selling you, is normally given in that state as Meiser Ani. And this Mishnah explains that the Am Aret who is selling you or giving you chitim, wheat, is believed to say he received the wheat as Meiser Ani. But if he is selling you flour or bread and claims he was given flour or bread as Meiser Ani, the Am Aret would not be believed, as flour and bread are not normally given as Meiser Ani. If an Am Aret is selling you rice in its husk, it believes he received it in that state as Meiser Ani, but if he is selling you the rice that's no longer in its husk and he claims he received it in that state as Meiser Ani, he is not believed. It doesn't make a difference whether the rice is raw or cooked. Since it's no longer in the husk, he is not believed to say he received it in that state as Meiser Ani. Nemanim al pol v'nemanim al grisim. Lo chayim below Mibushal. If an Am Aret is selling you beans, his belief to say he received it as Meiser Ani. But if the beans are chopped up, he's no longer believed to say that he received it in that state as Meiser Ani. Doesn't make a difference whether the beans are raw or cooked, as beans that are chopped are not normally given as Meiser Ani. Manim al Hashem and Loimer shall Meiser Ani hu. Vein and Manim al of Loimer shall they say Nakafu. An Am Aret that sells you olive oil, his belief to say he received the olive oil as Meiser Ani. But it's not believed to say They made the olive oil out of zeytun nakub. Zeytun nakub are one of the matnos aniyim, one of the gifts that are given to the aniyim. After the Baal Bayis has completed harvesting his olives, the aniyim can go around to the olive trees and knock on the branches, trying to knock down any olives that are left on the branches. And the aniyim can keep those olives. Now, if an ani sells you olive oil and he claims that he made the olive oil from those zeytun that he received when he knocked on the branches of the olive trees, he would not be believed. As usually there are very few zeytun that would be knocked down from the trees by the aniyim. It's not enough zeytun to produce olive oil from them, so therefore the Amorites would not be believed to say that the oil that he is selling you come from those zeytun.